This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. So let's begin the evening. I want to discuss a subject on Daf Samach Zayin, a rather fundamental subject, which is on the blood, but is also a general subject of interest. And that is the famous teaching that it's better to risk to give up one's life than not to embarrass someone publicly, which is a pretty heavy statement, but we're all familiar with that the source of it is Tamar. And actually, the Gemara tells us a story on Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Marzutra would secretly give tzedakah to somebody without them knowing about it. The Gemara says Mar Ukva had a poor man in his neighborhood that he would give tzedakah every day. He would put 4 zuz in the hole of the door. So one day he came late, and the Ani wanted to see who his benefactor was. So when the Ani saw that somebody was approaching the door, he started running after him, and Mar Ukva ran away, and he, together with his wife, ran into an oven that had been raked out, and Mar Ukva's feet were burning, however his wife's were not. And his wife said, "Put your feet on top of my feet." And Mar Ukva had chalishas hadas. He felt bad that his wife was on a higher level than him. And his wife said, "Don't feel bad. It's because you give money to the aniyim, and I give ready available food." Anyway, the Gemara asks the question that Umay Kulehai, why did Mar Ukva go to such great lengths to avoid giving up his identity? Says the Gemara, the Amar Mar Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav Amri La Amar Rav Huna Bar Bizna Amar Rav Shem Chasida, and some say Rav Yochanan said in the name of the Rashbi, Noyach Loila Adam Sheyimser Atzma L'Tech Kiv Shana Eish. Better to give up your life, better to give up your soul into a furnace of fire, V'Al Yalbin Pnei Chaver Barabim, and not embarrass your friend publicly. Where do we learn this from? Gemara says we learn it from Tamar, where the episode is well known. Tamar was being taken out to be killed because she was being accused of immorality, of having relations, even though she was unmarried. And really, the judge was the one who lived with her. But she didn't want to say, "Hey, judge, you're the one who lived with me," because that would be embarrassing. So she basically let the word out that whoever this signet ring and this cloak, whoever these items belong to, and the seal, whoever this belongs to, that's the one who impregnated me. So the Gemara says, why did she do that? Why didn't she save her skin? Why didn't she save her life and say, "Hey, Yehuda, it was you"? It's because better to jump into a furnace than to embarrass someone publicly. That's the Gemara. That's a loaded statement, but that's the teaching of the Gemara. So there's a famous Tosfos in Masechta Saita. Tosfos is Yud Amud Beis. Tosfos asks that we know that there are 3 things that a person has to give up their life for. Even though the Jewish value is that Jewish life reigns supreme, there's nothing more important than Jewish life. It's even more important to save a life than to observe the Torah. One is even allowed to desecrate the Shabbos, even if it means... one's allowed to desecrate the Shabbos in order to save the life of another Jew. There are only 3 averos that are yehareg val yavar that you have to give up your life for. Avodah zarah, gilah ra'is, and shfichas damim. So Tosfos is bothered. What do you mean there are only 3 averos? There are 4 averos. What's the 4th? Not embarrassing someone publicly. Why isn't embarrassing someone publicly one of the sins for which you have to give up your life for? Right? We're all familiar. There are 3 cardinal sins. So Tosfos asks, what do you mean there are 3? There are 4. There are 4. The Gemara Tosfos says, and by the way, it's very interesting. I see in Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer, they bring that there are 3 Gemaras in Shas that say, Noyach loyla adam sheyapelas atzmei lekiv shan ha'ish, v'al yabin pnei chaver barabim. The Gemara in Brachis mem gimel amud beis, the Gemara in Bava Metzia nun tes amud aleph, and the Gemara in Soita yud amud beis. But we have a 4th, Ksubis, Samach Zayin Amud Beis. They forgot to count that one. There are really 4 Gemaras in Shas that say Noyach Loila Adam Sheyapel Satzmei LeKivshon HaEish V'Al Yabin Pnei Chaveroi Barabim. Anyway, Tosfos wants to know. The Gemara says V'Omer Nami. Noyach loyla adam sheyiv. Noyach loyla adam sheyivol safek eishasish v'al yabin pnei chaver barabim minolan midavid. Better to live with a questionable married woman and not embarrass someone publicly. V'nira haiduloi choshev lei bahadi gimel aveiro she'ein oimdim v'nei pikuach nefesh avodah zarah gil ratz v'shvichas damim mishum da aveiras habanas panim eino mefureshes b'toira. The aveira of embarrassing someone is not explicit in the Torah. V'loi nokat el aveiros hamefureshes. The list that there are three sins with which one is obligated to give up their life for are only sins that are explicit in the Torah. And it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that you're not allowed to embarrass someone. So let's focus on the question and the answer. The question is, why are there only three cardinal sins? What about the fourth cardinal sin of not embarrassing someone publicly? Tosfos' answer is, it is a cardinal sin. But we're only counting, the list is only enumerating cardinal sins that are explicitly discussed in the Torah. This is, granted, is another cardinal sin, but it's not explicitly in the Torah. So Tosfos seems to be saying that indeed one would have to give up their life, halacha lemaisa, not to embarrass someone publicly. And the reason why it doesn't make the who's who list is the who's who list is only those that are explicit in the Torah. The question though is, friends, what do you mean it's not explicit in the Torah? It doesn't say in the Torah now to embarrass somebody? So it seems like the answer would be, of course it says in the Torah now to embarrass someone. It says Loisisa alav chet. But nowhere in the Torah does it say that you have to give up your life not to embarrass someone. So since the severity of the sin of not embarrassing someone is not explicit in the Torah, that's why it didn't make the list. Question. Why, though, does one have to give up their life not to embarrass someone? What would the reason be? So the Netziv seems to say that the reason why one would have to give up their life not to embarrass someone publicly is embarrassing someone publicly is the dust of murder. It's not actually shooting someone, but it's what we call abizrayu, the shvichas damim. It's like the dust of murder. It's an offshoot of murder. Because by embarrassing someone, the same way if someone who is a murderer, so you drain the blood from their body. If you embarrass someone, the red leaves the person's head and instead they become white, and it's a form of murder. But clearly Tosfos doesn't hold that way. Because if Tosfos held it was a form of murder, then Tosfos should have answered, the question was, why isn't embarrassing someone on the list? Tosfos should have answered, it is on the list. Murder is one of the three, and included in murder is embarrassing someone. But Tosfos didn't say that. And then Netziv says that's because Tosfos holds that you don't have to give up your life for the dust of these three sins, only for the sins themselves. That means Tosfos would hold that even though that the reason why you have to give up your life is for a different reason. It's not because it's the dust of murder. By the way, it's very interesting that Rabbeinu Yoina writes in Shari Tshuva, when he talks about embarrassing, he says that the person's face turns white and the red flees and it's similar to murder. And that's what Chazal say. Also, the pain of embarrassment is worse than death, and therefore better to throw oneself into a furnace and not embarrass someone publicly. And they never said this about other severe averos, but they compare the dust of ritzicha to ritzicha. And just like they say by murder, be killed and don't murder, so too they say, better to be thrown into a furnace than to embarrass someone publicly. So again, Rabbeinu Yoina seems to be saying that the reason why you have to give up your life not to embarrass someone is indeed because it is the dust of murder. But the question is, halacha lemaisa, is this true? Let's say somebody is faced with the challenge where they put a gun to a person's head and they say, either embarrass Pliny or we're going to kill you. Is that halacha lemaisa? Do you actually have to give up your life not to embarrass someone? So the Meiri says something very interesting. The Meiri says that it's an expression and it's not literal. The Meiri says, La'olam yizahir adam shalayabim pechav eramim derech tzachos amru. Derech tzachos is, it's sort of a figure of speech. A figure of speech, they say, better to be thrown into a furnace and not to embarrass someone publicly. That implies you're not actually obligated to give up your life not to embarrass someone. By the way, the Baal Tar Tamima also is medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Noyach Leila Adam. It doesn't say you're obligated. That implies it's not Me'ikar Adin. It's just like Midois and Musar. And if you don't do this, you're not considered a Rasha. Meaning, you're Halacha Lamaisa, that does not hold true. You are allowed to. Halacha Lamaisa, you would be allowed to embarrass someone to save one's own life. I, Tamar, was willing to risk her life not to embarrass someone. Listen to this. This is very interesting. The Meshech Chachma says similarly that halacha lemaisa, you're not obligated to give up your life not to embarrass someone. I, what about Tamar? The Meshech Chachma has a wondrous approach over here where he says that what was proper before the Torah was given. For example, let's say you're walking down the street and you saw an Egyptian hitting a Jew, and you knew the Jew was a God-fearing believer. Before the Torah was given, you would be allowed to put your life in danger in order to save the Jew, and it would be considered a great mitzvah. Why? Because before the Torah was given, every man was an entity unto himself, and you can endanger yourself to save somebody else. But after the Torah was given, there's law, there's ruling, there's judgment. What does that mean? You can't just give up your life, because what about the tzibor? Everybody's going to be missing you. In other words, you have no right to risk your life to save someone else. You know why? You're part of the Jewish people now. You're not an island unto yourself. What about your father? What about your mother? What about your children? What about your wife? What about the minyan you go to? What about your daf ha-shavuos here? You can't risk your life to save somebody else. Then we're going to be down to less people. No, you know how to do that. Before the Torah was given, every man's an island unto himself. Once the Torah was given, you have no right to jeopardize your life to save someone else. A similar situation, says the Meshech Chachma, is Tamar was willing to give up her life not to embarrass Yehuda. That's very nice before the Torah was given, but once the Torah is given, it's no longer permitted to sort of act on your own and take your own life into your own hands when there's a whole nation that would not want you to go. So the Meshech Chachma says that just because something was appropriate before the Torah was given, that doesn't make it halachically permitted after the Torah was given. Now, Pnei Yeshua here has a very interesting angle.
This is the staff, this is the ring, this is the coat. I mean, she kind of, it's like a middle ground, would you not?
I mean, she said, you know, it's from the owner of this item. And now,
she could have not said anything, just stay quiet. I mean, she opened the can a little bit.
Right, she did. But she didn't, she went just so far, but she didn't put the onus on him. In other words, now the bull's in his court. But she was being taken out to be killed. He would have to decide whether, you know, by the way, he could have said, oh, case adjourned, and nobody would have known it was him. Nobody told Yehuda to say it was me. You know, he decided to do that on his own. So even though, yeah, she did open up a Pesach of salvation, she didn't know what Yehuda would say. And, you know, Yehuda stepped up to the plate. Question. If somebody embarrasses someone publicly, do they have a share in the world to come or not? The Pnei Yeshua says it must be they don't. Why? How would you be allowed to give up your life, not to embarrass someone publicly? But if you give up your life, you're committing suicide. And if you commit suicide, you have no share in the world to come. So how could we allow you to commit suicide and not embarrass someone? But if you commit suicide, you lose your chelek in Olam Haba. It must be, you know why we allow you to commit suicide, not to embarrass someone? It must be because if you embarrass someone, you also lose your chelek in Olam Haba. But now that the rabbi said, better to give up your life and not embarrass someone, so you're doing it with the consent of the Chachamim and the Torah, so now you don't lose your chelek in Olam Haba by giving up your life. Now it's very interesting, the Pnei Yeshua says, had embarrassing someone publicly not been so chamor, the rabbis never would have allowed you to give up your life. Now, Avodah Zarah Gilurei Shfichas Damim, they're psukim, that you give up your life not to violate it. How do we know that you give up your life not to embarrass someone? We learn it from Tamar, but where did she get it from? Why didn't she say, hey, wait a second, V'chai Behem, I don't have to give up my life not to embarrass someone? It must be, it was Pashat, that this was such a severe Avera, because doing so may forfeit your share in the world to come. Okay. I want to share with you the opinion of Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss says, Halacha L'maisa, it's very difficult to read and understand Tosfos simply, that Tosfos seems to ask, why isn't embarrassing someone on the list of those averos that you have to give up your life not to violate? And Tosfos says, well, there's a side reason. It's not explicit in the Pasuk. But that implies that you do have to give up your life, it's just not mentioned in the Pasuk. Rav Asher Weiss says, no, that's not what Tosfos means. Tosfos must mean, when he asks, why isn't on the list? The answer must be, since it's not mentioned in the Pasuk, not it's not on the list, you don't have to give up your life. Since it's not explicit in the Pasuk, it's not on the list, because it must be that you don't have to give up your life. And he says, it's very difficult to say that you would actually have to give up your life not to embarrass someone. Because that means, if embarrassing someone is like a murderer, let's say you see someone running after, let's say you see Reuven running after Shimon to embarrass him. Do you have to kill Reuven? Is Reuven a roidev? Imagine like this, you know? You see Reuven's about to put on a Purim skit, and he's about to rip Shimon to shreds. Or Reuven gets up to speak at Shimon's Afraf, and he's about to roast him like nobody's business. So should the Chassan's friends stand up and shoot Reuven? I mean, that would make a very exciting Afraf, when the friends of the Chassan shoot the guy who's invited to speak, because he's a roidev, because if you embarrass someone publicly, it's like killing him. I mean, I have a question. Let's say someone's about to be embarrassed. Are you allowed to be Mechalo Shabbos to save them? I mean, Rav Asher Weiss says, anyone who says that embarrassing someone publicly, you could kill the embarrasser to save someone from embarrassment, they're insane if they would say something like that. They would be a meshuga. Must be. Or, you know, the Gemara also says, better to live with a suffic eishes ish and not embarrass someone publicly. You think that's halacha l'maisa? You think a suffic erva is permitted in order to avoid someone from being embarrassed, you're allowed to live with a suffic erva? It must be Chazal are saying it as in a manner of figuratively. And he says, therefore, it's very shver. The Aruch Lener in the Shas Shos Binyan Tzion actually says halacha l'maisa, it's yehareg v'al yavar, to embarrass someone. It's very difficult to say that we don't find such a psak in the Rambam or in the Shulchan Aruch or in any of the Paiskim. I'm going to conclude with one Lamda Shekasha of Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Rav Shiva of Panovich, who asked an amazing question on the simple way of understanding Tosfos, that literally one would have to give up their life not to embarrass their friend. Says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, what's the source that not killing someone is Yeharig V'al Yavar? What's the makar? How do we know that even though you don't have to give up your life not to wear shatness, you don't have to give up your life not to speak Lashon Hara, you don't have to give up your life not to desecrate Shabbos, but you do have to give up your life not to kill someone. What's the source of that? The source is a logic. Who says his blood is redder than mine? In other words, normally Jewish life is more important than any observance. But if somebody says, kill Reuven or we'll kill you, so the logic is, how could I kill Reuven? Who says Reuven's blood, who says my blood is redder than Reuven's? Who says my life is more important than Reuven? I have no right to save my life at the expense of Reuven, as if my life is more important than Reuven's life. There's a logic why I have to give up my life not to kill someone. Because who says my life's more important than his life? Now, there's no question. Even if embarrassing someone is more bitter than death, there's no din of pikuach nefashos. Right, you don't have. There's no din that I'm allowed to desecrate the Torah to save someone from embarrassment. So, how could you say that I have to give up my life not to kill you because maybe your blood is redder than mine? That's only if I'm going to be killing you. But if it's embarrassing you, where it's not a matter of my blood against your blood, it's my blood against your honor. So the whole logic doesn't apply. The whole rationale doesn't apply. Then what would the basis be that I have to give up my life not to embarrass you? I have to give my life not to kill you because maybe your blood is redder than mine, but I'm not killing you. It's just you're being shamed, you're being embarrassed. Okay, Rabbi Said, that's a little flavor of the sugya of Noach Loi L'Adam Shiapa L'Sasme L'Kiv Shon Ha'esh. So we'll do the
recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.